Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Sam Carcitti, Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News, talking Flyers, who will be home tonight, New Jersey Devils in town. And Sam, I guess the headline here is some good news on the injury front. Sounds like James Van Riemsdyk will be back in the lineup tonight for the Flyers.
Yeah, Matt, he's been out about 6 weeks. He missed 16 games because of a knee injury, and they welcome him back with open arms, especially the power play. The power play, as you know, has struggled mightily lately. The power play has actually dropped to 28th in the league out of 31 teams. He'll be on the first power play unit tonight. He'll also be on the third line with Jordan Wheel and Wayne Simmons. So, yeah, some positive news for the Flyers. On the flip side, the New Jersey Devils will be without Nico Hischier, who's their second line, second-year center, who is one of the bright young talents in the league. He'll be out with an injury, and Brian Boyle, another center, is also out. So the Flyers catch a little bit of a break as they play the Devils at the Wells Fargo Center tonight.
Flyers are coming off a loss, but overall the last couple weeks have been good to them, 5-1-1 over their last seven. What's the difference in this team as of late?
Yeah, I think the defense has really tightened up. They're not giving up a lot of the 3-on-2, 2-on-1 odd man rushes that they were when they started the season 4-7. And as a result, Brian Elliott has not had to make as many difficult saves. And when he has had to make saves, he's done a terrific job. Elliott's been really good the last, I'd say, 3 weeks. His goals against was well over four. He's gotten that down to .262. His save percentage was in the low 800s. He's gotten that up to .911. So I think defensively this team has played really well, and they've gotten some clutch goals. On the other side, their special teams have really floundered. They have to improve their special teams. Their penalty kill has dropped to 30th, which is next to last in the league. And their power play, as I mentioned before, is only 28th in the league. So those two areas they have to improve on if they want to be a Stanley Cup contender.
Tonight, New Jersey, a team that has just struggled mightily on the road, I think 1-7 away from home. Is this one of those situations, 2 points, the Flyers really can't let slip away?
Yeah, but, New Jersey, don't forget, they get off to a 4-0 start. They're a funny team. They have some good pieces over there. Granted, they're missing Hischier tonight, but, and Travis Sajak, and, they have some good pieces around the players that are out. Taylor Hall, of course, is the defending MVP. He's got 19 points, 5 goals. You can't overlook him. I mentioned Sajak, Kyle Palmieri, he's got 10 goals. This is not going to be a pushover. Kincaid's been up and down, but he usually gives the Flyers a good game. New Jersey's a funny team. They started out 4-0. They've lost 9 of their last 12. The Flyers did defeat them 5-2 earlier in the year, but a little misleading. That was a 2-2 game with under 4 minutes to go. Voracek broke a 2-2 tie with a little over 3 minutes to go, made it 3-2. Then they scored 2 empty net goals. So I expect a tight game. On paper, the advantage is to the Flyers, but they can't go in and thinking it's going to be a pushover tonight.
Sam Carcitti, Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get ready for the Flyers and the Devils tonight. Sam, if someone wants to check out your work, what should they do?
Yeah, Matt, you can read me in the Inquirer or Daily News or online at philly.com or on Twitter at Broad Street Bull.
Sam, thanks for the time and insight.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.